The iconic town hall in Sydney has hosted many conferences and lectures throughout its history. And this time, it is the renowned British MP, George Galloway, who has brought close to 2,000 citizens, parliamentarians and religious figures to his second and final lecture named Arab Spring with a question mark.
The fact that the man could be a politician and yet speak out from his heart and speak the truth with passion, he's just a remarkable man and a remarkable example, I think, for people in politics around the world.
George Galloway really represents a voice in the West that is not heard. He's an unheard voice.
During his hour-long lecture on the tensions engulfing the Middle East, especially in Egypt, the outspoken British MP criticised Mohamed Morsi, the ousted Egyptian president, for his handling of the Syrian crisis.
His eviction of the Syrian ambassador from Cairo, his decisive role in the expulsion of Syria from the League of Arab States, and above all, his call for Takfiri fanatic extremists in Egypt to go to Syria and join the attempt to rip Syria to shreds and pieces doomed his government from the moment that he made those remarks.
The respected British MP also condemned the actions of Western governments, especially the US, for arming the militants and Al-Qaeda forces in Syria. In this respect, New South Wales Greens Senator Lee Rhiannon had this to say to Press TV.
I found it fascinating listening to Mr. Galloway. I think many of his messages have a great importance that they are heard by a wide audience in Australia. He has particularly identified the power that people have, ordinary people, and his description of many of the great movements across the Arab world at this time, I think certainly encouraged many of our local communities, and I certainly learned a great deal.
Mr. Galloway's two lectures during his short stay in Australia has shed light on the current tensions in the Middle East and raised many questions on the actions of Western government towards this region, finally raising hope that stability would return to the region. Hamid Farajulai, Press TV, Sydney.